There's not a day without a pulse anymore. I better change to that pulse in your time to play. Got a stakes in the yard like a little kid. On the trip, monkey ball, sleep happily, but we must endure. Bottle time, but we must endure. Not a guy inside I hear. Another thing that we haven't said. Mary, I must have stolen Mary. 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 Watch the back of my tip to fall. 15 off, you'll sit in a bar for tragedy. With a glass in hand, the calls ain't up, cause we're all friends. Happily, we must endure. Borrow time, but we must endure. Not a guy inside our head. Another thing we haven't said. Mary, I must have stolen Mary. I must have stolen Mary. I must have stolen Mary. I must have stolen Mary.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 188. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by Rob Crow. That's on his new album, He Thinks He's People, which is released October 18th on Temporary Residence Records. Name of that song is Locking Seth Putnam in Hot Topic. Seth Putnam, of course, now the deceased singer of Boston band Anal Cunt, and in reference to an Anal Cunt song called Locking Drop Dead in McDonald's. So, witty man, that Rob Crow. That song there sounds a lot more like, say, the solo Rob Crow you might expect. Most of the album sounds like a Pinback album. So if you're a fan of Pinback, pick up that album. This album is just as dense and thorough and wonderful as a Pinback album. So kind of confused on what the difference might be. Let's see. Oh, as you can hear, I'm in a hotel room again. I'm away from the high fidelity audio recording studio I have at home, aka the desk by the window. So I apologize now, but it's going to be this way for a while. Better this than nothing at all, right? All right, let's jump into some music. This is Sackert with the song The Lakes We Skate On.
I said no.
That is Summer Camp with the song Down. That is on the band's album Welcome to Condo, which gets a U.S. release on Tuesday, November 8th. I have that on Mushy Mushy Records. That is a band out of London, a duo who, if the press is to be believed, never intended to be a band at all. Posted some anonymous tracks, but the blogosphere ran with it, and they're going to make that band famous, or something like that. The album, well, that's a very interesting one. Welcome to Condo is a very, very good album without a single very good song on it. It's very solid all the way through and through, but there's not one song I'm in love with, but yet that album is really good. So listen to it. That's a rare and wonderful thing, I think. Before that, we played Sackert with the song The Lakes We Skate On. That is on the new album Pa Ingleska, which means in English, but in Swedish. That was just released on Minty Fresh Records in October. The band, of course, is Annika Norlin from Stockholm. And Sackert was supposed to be her Swedish language project, where Hello Safe Ride was the English one. But tracks got re-recorded, lyrics created in English, and I'm really glad to hear what she was singing, even though these songs are ones, if you picked up the Swedish language one, you probably fell in love with before. I'm really happy with that one, though, and you should be, too. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. Hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, play good music, and you come back week after week. Speaking of good music, how about something from the new Decemberist EP? This song is called E. Watson.
The air all painted pallor gray, the storm was coming in. Folks were lining out in all directions. Me and Hoad and Henry Short were pitching on the skiff, trying to make it home before the night. And the gray waves were rolling. Bold the brave, brave ocean and rolled us suckers in. I don't keep to goings on, I tend to stick with kin. But Watson had an inn from the beginning. Built that house on Chatham Bend, whitewashed knotted pine. 90 acres furrowed for the cane. He drove it down from Georgia. His dad a martyred soldier in the war. Lord, bring down the flood. Wash away the blood. Drown these Everglades and put us in our place. We laid Edgar Watson in his grave. We laid him in his grave. Till I'm dust, I'll never know why he came ashore with all those killers gathered on the shoreline. Kicking holes in ugly mud and trigger fingers pinched. Racer rifles bristled in the wind. towed his body northbound, buried him all face down with a good view in the hell. Lord, bring down the flood, wash away the blood, drown these Everglades and put us in our place. We laid Edgar Watson in his grave. We laid him in his grave. Laid him in his grave. Laid him in his grave.
The door was open. I was seething. Your mother burst in, it was freezing. She said, it looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said, keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver.
sucker for a song with a story. That is Tom Waits with the song New Year's Eve. That's on his new album, Bad as Me, which came out October 21st on Anti Records. The album on a whole has a few tracks I like, but I really like the early Tom Waits. I like a drunken guy with a piano singing sad songs, and I really like that New Year's Eve song there, so that one fits the bill pretty well, doesn't it? Before that, The Decemberists with the song E. Watson. That's on the band's new EP, Long Live the King, which came out November 1st on Capitol Records. That is a five-song EP that has a bit of everything on it. That track there, more reminiscent of the earlier material, but there's some in the kind of bluegrass realm, some that sound a little more pop like the previous album. So it's a little bit of everything there, a bit of a clearinghouse as EPs tend to be, but I think it's a very worthy one. So, get it. Well, I'm about out of music, so let's take care of business here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 188. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Bonnie Prince Billy. The name of the song is called No Match, and it's on his new album, Woofery Goes to Town, which came out October 4th on Drag City Records. I'm a big fan of Bonnie Prince Billy, or Will Oldham, I suppose, in all of his incarnations, but this album really doesn't do a whole lot for me. I like this song pretty well, but I don't know, kind of buyer beware. It seems a little like it's on autopilot, but since he's put out like 15 albums in the last 3 weeks, maybe that's to be expected. So enjoy it, hopefully, and we'll talk again next week. Thanks.
And I am no match for liars. I'm no match for those who have given up when they are feeling tired. Can't put me
God leaves us free.